Página 166. Why we use the weapon of resistance. October 1999. I would like to thank those who were in charge of the Alicia Multiforum for the invitation they extended to us to participate in this round table. I don't have much experience in round tables. Square tables are more our specialty. Like the table, most certainly, where those we are accompanying the Zacs are city. Zac de la Rocha, Yaotl, Herman Bellinghausen, Nacho Pineda, a compa from the Prunk Anarchist Collective, and Javier Elorriaga. What's more, it's quite like that the participants at this roundable table that is not round are seated on a small platform. Furthermore, perhaps there is not even a table, but only a few chairs. Perhaps the only one who has a table is me, because they have to put the TV on something in order to show you this video. I am not going to talk to you about underground culture, nor about the culture of resistance, nor about the bridge that most certainly joins them. Besides leaving said topic to those who accompany us at this table, that we are calling it round, even folk we know that is square, I will avoid making a fool of myself. I will be able to hide my encyclopedic ignorance on this subject. As the greatest and well-beloved Don Durito of De La Candona will say, no problem is too big that you cannot get around it. I will add to those wise words, which incites to action and to the commitment, nor is there a round table that is not square. I know that you are all anxious to know what in the hell I am going to talk about then. More than one of you might be asking if the guitar I have by my side means that I am going to play a song, one of those that are so notable played in the Mexico of below, which we all are. Did you know? We are fighters. We are factors who are very others, but factors nonetheless. And we fighters know a few things, and among the few things that we know about weapons. So, it is best that I talk to you about weapons. Especially, I am going to talk to you about the weapon of resistance. Besides being fighters, we are indigenous Mexicans. We live in the mountains of the Mexican Sudis, which is turning out to be the most distant corner of this country. We live like the majority of the indigenous in the Mexico live, that is, very badly. Our homes have dirt floors. Our walls are made from sticks or mud, and our roofs are tin, cardboard or grass. A single room serves as a kitchen, dining room, bedroom, living room, and chicken coop. Basically, our food are maize, beans, chili, and the vegetables that grow in the milpa. For medicine, we have a popular pharmacy, Smar, Smal, and poorly stuck it. Doctors? Only in our dreams. When it is not occupied by the government soldiers, our school is a hall where up to four different groups of students gather at the same time. They are not very numerous because our children start working when they are very small. Sometime between 4 and 5 years of age, the girls start carrying wood, grinding maize, washing clothes, and taking care of their young brothers and sisters. Between the age of 10 and 12, The boys go to the mountain to cut off the livestock, to carry wood, to work the milpa, the coffee plants, or the pasture. Our lands are poor in 2 cents. They are poor because they belong to us. We are poor as a matter of course. And they are poor because they yield little in the way of harvest. We have only mud and rocks. The ranchers have the good lands. The livestock and coffee that we sell to make money, we sell to the coyotes. Middlemen will pay us a little, as 10 times less than the price of our products in the market. So, our work, in addition to being hard, is badly paid. However, even folk will live like most of the indigenous population in the country, that is, in poverty, our lives are not the same. Our poverty is the same as the poverty of others, but it is also different. It is an other poverty. We are poor because that is what we have chosen. From the beginning of our uprising, they have offered us everything to get us to sell ourselves, to surrender. If we had done so, if we had surrendered, if we had sold ourselves, we would now have a good houses, good school, hospitals, machinery for working the land, better price for our products, good food. We chose not to sell of ourselves. We chose not to surrender. Because it so happens that we are indigenous and we are also fighters. And fighters are fighters because they are fighting for something. And we, the Zapatistas, are fighting for good homes, good food, good health, a good price for our work, good lands, good education, respect for the culture, the right to information, liberty, independence, justice, democracy, and peace. Yes, we are fighting for all of that, but for everyone, not just for ourselves. That's why we Zapatistas are fighters, because we want for everyone everything, nothing for ourselves. If we had surrendered, if we had sold ourselves, we would no longer have seen poor, but others would have continued to be so. Good, but you are asking yourselves, what is the weapon that this handsome, attractive, nice fighter was going to tell us about? I told you now. It happened that when they saw that we were not surrendering, that we are not selling ourselves, the government began attacking us in order to force us to surrender and to sell ourselves. They offered us many things, money, projects, aid, and when we rejected them, they became angry and threatened us. That is how we became to understand that by refusing to accept government aid, by resisting, we made the powerful angry. And there is nothing a Zapatista fighter likes more than making those in power angry. So, with singular joy, we dedicate ourselves to resisting, to saying no, to transforming our poverty into a weapon, the weapon of resistance. Almost 6 years of war have spoken about the power of this weapon. We have resisted more than 60,000 soldiers, war tanks, bomber aircraft, artillery helicopters, cannons, machine guns, bullets, and grenades. With it, we have resisted the lie. You would like me to sum it up? I will tell you that in the same way that we became soldiers, so that one day soldiers will not be longer be necessary, we also remain poor, so that one day there will no longer be poverty. It is for this that we use the weapon of resistance. Obviously, it is not the only weapon we have, as is clear from the metal that clothed us. We have other arms. For example, we have the arm of the word. We also have the weapon of our culture, of our being what we are. We have the weapon of music, the weapon of dance. We have the weapon of the mountain, that old friend and compañera who fights along with us, with her roads, hiding place, and hillsides, with her trees, with the rain, with her suns, with her downs, with her moons. We also have the weapons that we carry by nature, but it's not the time to be going around punning, much less now, when you've all become very serious. And in order to chase away your seriousness, I'm going to tell you a joke. Now, don't believe it or be frightened. I'm not going to tell you a joke. Better that we leave that to Zedillo, who as a president is nothing but a bad joke. Now, better I go on to the next issue that I am going to talk to you about. It is not just the Zapatists who are fighters of resistance. There are many groups, and there are several gathered together here. We have also made a weapon of resistance, and they are using it. There are indigenous, there are workers, there are women, there are gays, there are lesbian, there are students, there are young people. Above all, there are young people, men and women, who name their own these identities: punk, ska, goth, metal, thrasher, rapper, hip-hopper, and etc. If we look at what they all have in common, we will see that they have nothing in common, that they are all different. They are the others. And that is exactly what we have in common, that we are other and different. Not only that, we also have in common that we are fighting in order to continue being other and different. And that is why we are resisting. And to those in power, we are other and different. In other words, we are not like they want us to be, but what we are. And what we are, far from wanting to impose its being to the other or different, seeks its own place and at the same time a space to meet. The punks don't go around on campaign demanding to all young people be punks. Nor do the ska, the goths, the metal, the thrasher, the rappers, and certainly not the indigenous. Nonetheless, powers does indeed want us to be how it wants us to be, to dress in the style it dictates, to talk the way he says we should talk, to eat what it shall, to consider beautiful and lovely what is considered beautiful and lovely. Power even wants us to love and hate the way it establishes love and hate should be. And not just that, power also wants us to do all this on our knees and in silence, without going around jumping, without shouts, without indigenous uprisings. Power wants us to be well-mannered. That's why power has army and police, to force those who are other and different to be the same, identical. But the other and different are not lacking for everyone to be like them. It is as if each one is saying, everyone should do their own thing. I don't know how that say these days. And in order for this to be possible, it is not to know just to be. You must be while respecting the others. The everyone doing his own thing is two things. It is an affirmation of difference, and it is respect for the other difference. When we say we are fighting for respect for our different and other selves, that includes fighting for respect for those who are also other and different, and who are not like ourselves. And it is here where is the entire resistance movement, call it underground or subterranean, because it takes place among those of below and underneath institutional movements, meets Zapatismo. And this meeting is a meeting between men and women fighters, among those who make resistance a weapon and who fight with it in order to be what they are, in order to exist. We Zapatistas say, I am as I am, and you are as you are. Let's wield a world where I can be and not have to cease being me, where you can be and not have to cease being you, and where neither I nor you will force another to be like either me or you. So, when we Zapatistas say a world where many worlds fit, they are saying, more or less, everyone do your own thing. It turns out that we are the same because we are different, because we are the same persecuted, the same despised, the same beaten, the same imprisoned, the same disappeared, the same assassinated. And it is not our people who are persecuting, despising, beating, imprisoning, assassinating us. It's not even the others from below. It is power and its names. And our crimes are not stealing, beating, assassinating, insulting. Nor is our crime being other and different. No, our crime is in being who we are and in being proud of it. Our crime, which in Power's penal code merits a death penalty, is the struggle we are making to continue being other and different. If we were other and different, shamefully, in hiding, guiltily, betrayed by ourselves, trying to be or to be appear to be what power wants us to be or to appear to be, then they will give us an indulgent and pitying little pat and say to us, these things happen when you are young. You will get over them when you get older. For power, the cure for rebellion is time. But power neglects to say what lies behind the getting older, that it assumes will cure and do away with youthful rebellion. Hours, months, and years of blows, insults, jails, deaths, rapes, persecution, and neglect. A machinery working to cure us, if we stop being who we are and turn ourselves into several beings. A machinery which will eliminate us if we insist on being who we are without the regard to a calendar date on the birth certificate. And so we are all transgressors of the law, because this system has a law that kills and silence those who are other and different. and by living, by shouting, by talking, that's it, by being rebels, we are transgressing that law, and automatically we are criminals. And these criminals that we are, we live in a rebel reality where resistance is the bridge that allows us to meet, to recognize our difference and our equality. Rock is also like a bridge over which those reality walk in order to meet. In what way is rock a mirror and crystals for this very other and different reality? The truth is, I don't know, and I don't understand. I look at and listen to groups like Rage Against the Machine and Tijuana No, to mention gestures were participating in tomorrow's concert, but knowing that there are many others, and that all of them are good musicians and good human beings. And I ask myself, why do they do what they do, say what they say, and play what they play? I believe it would be better for them to tell us what goes on with them. Perhaps they too are asking themselves why we Zapatistas do what we do, say what we say, and play what we play. Although, when it comes to rock, we're fairly useless. How about that? A good name for a group or for a song? Useless, just like that, with no qualifiers, so that everyone fits. Men, women, and those who are neither men nor women, but who are. Vale. Hell to you, and like it says in cover of that fanzine that is the good days of Cal itself, Subterraneo, what with so many things, something doesn't smell right, which means something like there are things and then there are things. Hail to you from the mountains of the Mexican Sudis, the soup tuning up his guitar for a special appearance, Mexico, other and different.